Invite the congregation to please stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." And this is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the risen Christ. Amen. I want to start this morning's sermon with a short story. You see, there once was an elderly lady whose hearing had largely failed and who experienced much difficulty understanding what was being said to her. Thus, people trying to communicate would often draw close and shout loudly. They would cup their hands and scream into her ears. And even with all of this, the dear old lady would often just shake her head and say that she was unable to hear. But she could hear one person with no problem. And this seems strange to many people. But you see, the person she could hear was her husband. It was the man she had shared her love and life with for more than 60 years, and he was a kind and patient man. He would take her frail hand in his, look deeply into her eyes, and speak distinctly in a tone which seemed only a trifle louder than normal. And the wife he loved always heard and always understood. There was no strangeness about this, really. It was a matter of relationship. It was a basic kind of understanding, a sense of love, compassion, and a link connecting these two people. There was a bond of understanding, trust, mutual love, and a sense of kindness that let the man have patience with his hard-of-hearing wife, all the while letting her surrender herself to him, for she knew he wanted what was only the best for her. Now, I think we all long to be in a relationship like this couple. We all desire to be so close to another that they can instinctively know our every need and have the patience to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to satisfy those needs. What's more, I believe that right here in this very congregation, you could probably think of an example or two of couples who model this behavior. You could probably think of at least one or two couples whose love is so strong that no matter what hardships or obstacles might come their way, they could confidently face and overcome them because of their love and trust in each other. People like this intimately know one another in ways that goes beyond explanation. In the simplest terms, they are able to hear, trust, and follow the voice of each other. It's sort of like a sheep following a shepherd. Sort of like Jesus telling the Jews in this morning's lesson that my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. Now, at first glance, our gospel lesson this morning might seem out of place because it takes place before the events of Passion Week, and so before Jesus' death and resurrection. As a matter of fact, the events in this story actually led to the events we have heard about the past several weeks. So why has this text been placed before us to hear on this fourth Sunday of Easter? I mean, the last three Sundays, we have been looking at gospel lessons that all tell us Jesus has risen. We have seen him appear to his followers locked away in an upper room. We have seen him come back again and appear specifically for Thomas, who missed out the first time. And we have seen him appear to the disciples as he made them breakfast on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. Yes, the physical fact of his resurrection has been demonstrated again and again, very clearly these last few weeks. So why the big change this morning? Why the flashback? Well, maybe it's because today we get one of the first glimpses of whom Jesus really is, as today we get to see that he is the Son of God, and we are reminded once again that he is the Good Shepherd. Not only that, but today we hear that Jesus and the Father are one. Now, our lesson this morning begins as Jesus is walking in the portico, also known as Solomon's Porch, in the Jerusalem temple. It was a cold day, as John says it was winter. Now, winter in Jesus' day meant that the wind came in from the east and it was raw and cold, and so he was walking in that part of the temple that was enclosed and which sheltered him from the raw east wind. And as Jesus walked, prayed, and meditated, a group of Jews came to him and asked him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." And so Jesus answered them, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish." So basically, Jesus tells the Jews gathered that he is the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one of God. He tells them the same thing he has told them over and over again in so many different ways, but still they will not believe. He speaks, but they do not hear. And Jesus wants us to hear his words too, because even today he wants us to understand who he is and who he should be in and for our lives. He wants us to know and believe that he is our shepherd and we are his sheep. He wants us to follow his voice, and he wants us to hear his words of peace and comfort and promise. But sometimes you and I have a difficult time hearing Jesus and grasping the consequences his resurrection brings. Because one of the things Jesus is asking us to understand is that we need to hear his voice and follow it in this world. But too often I think you and I are too easily distracted in the rush of the modern world to hear and follow Christ our Good Shepherd. Or maybe it's just that part of our problem is that we don't have a trusting enough relationship with him to really listen intently to his words. We only listen to what we want to listen to. And far too much of our listening is centered on the world and not on Jesus. Now, hopefully the following story will help explain what I'm trying to say. Now, once there were two men who were walking along a crowded city sidewalk. Suddenly, one of the men remarked, "Listen to the lovely sound of that cricket." But the other man could not hear the sound. He asked his friend how he could hear the sound of a cricket amid the roar of the traffic and the sound of the people. Now, the first man, who was a zoologist, had trained himself to hear the sounds of nature, but he didn't explain to his friend in words how he could hear the sound of the cricket. Instead, he reached into his pocket, pulled out a half-dollar coin, dropped it onto the sidewalk, and watched intently as a dozen people began to look for the coin as they heard it clanking around amidst the sounds of the traffic and the sounds of the crowded city living. Then he turned to his friend and simply said, "We hear what we listen for." And maybe that's our problem too. We don't listen for what's important. We don't listen actively and hear Jesus constantly calling us to follow him. Sure, we hear everything else, but for some reason we aren't willing to listen to him. For some reason we don't want to hear his word, his voice, and so we block it out instead of focusing our attention on it. Likewise, the Jews gathered around Jesus in our lesson heard, but they did not believe. They saw his signs, but they did not get his message. Now, in one sense, we have an advantage over the Jews of Jesus' time because we have the whole story. We've seen in the scripture the witness to the resurrection, and so you'd think we'd be able to trust in him, to follow him, and to believe in his lordship with greater conviction than the Jews who approached Jesus that day in the temple. But sadly, many people still doubt, many people still do not trust, and many people are still looking, still searching for meaning and purpose for their lives. You see, many people have found no one to help them with the burdens they carry. Many people are still wandering aimlessly in life with no direction, no goal, and no idea what to make of their life with the God-given gifts that have been so generously given to them. Now, I think one reason so many people are wandering around with no purpose is because they have not really heard Jesus' words as a promise for them. They refuse to let Jesus have control over their lives and so have not surrendered to him so that he can take care of them by giving them guidance, by giving them peace, and by giving them a sense of worth. But when you do surrender, and when you do hear Jesus' voice, he promises you eternal life and that you will never perish. So please hear these words. And please remember these words. Remember, Jesus is the good shepherd, and he is always ready, waiting, and willing to wipe away every tear from your eyes before he guides you through your darkest valleys and brings you home safely, to lie down in green pastures and beside still waters. And all you have to do is hear his voice, listen to his voice, and follow his voice wherever it may lead you. Amen.